Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the FinTech Hunting Podcast. We are live in Anaheim, California, here at the California Mortgage Bankers Association Innovators Conference. We're talking movers, shakers, people that are transforming the mortgage marketplace. I have another exciting guest for you. Welcome to the show. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Sandy McDougall.
Sandy, welcome. Sandy, who are you with? What company are you with? What area of the business are you in as it relates to being here at Mortgage Innovators?
Well, thank you, Michael. I'm happy to be here. I've got Mortgage Vintage, which is my loan origination company for the private money lending industry in California. And I've also got my new fintech company that's been launched in 2015 called CrowdTrustee, which is the California's leading trustee marketplace.
Excellent. So I want to get into that in a little bit. But first, CMBA always puts on a great event. What are some of the things you're excited about, or what are some of the sessions that really grabbed your attention as we're here in California?
Well, Michael, that's a great question. And the private money business is different than the conventional lending business in many ways, but there's also a lot of similar technologies that are deployed in both businesses. So I like coming to this Mortgage Innovators Conference to learn about new trends, new technologies, new point of sale systems, document capture, underwriting, pricing, things that are the guys who are doing 1,000 loans a month are benefiting from, and maybe they could be also deployed in our business, in the private money lending business.
Fantastic. So for our listeners who may not be so familiar with the private lending business, talk to us a little bit about that. Give everyone a quick little snapshot of how you're defining that, and then we'll get into how the technology is impacting that segment of the industry.
Okay, Michael. Well, private money loans are different than traditional conventional loans because they're funded by individuals. They're funded by private investors. And so, everybody in the mortgage business has niche products, and we just happen to have niche products that are primarily business purpose loans as opposed to consumer purpose loans. So we're not underwriting based on income, we're underwriting based on the equity of the property.
Okay, excellent. Now talk to me, you said you started a fintech a few years ago. What is that fintech? Tell our listeners what about it, and how does that impact the private lending industry?
Well, great, Michael. We started CrowdTrustee in 2015, and we funded over $220 million worth of loans so far, over 1,200 loans. We put anywhere from 1 to 35 people into a loan. We're California-only loans, and it's a great, this new marketplace that we've launched allows people to automatically research, pledge, and buy private money loans and their fractional interest or the whole loans. And those loans provide them a current, every month, secured cash flow yield that yields them anywhere from 8 to 12%.
Excellent. Tell me about the marketplace. Go in a little bit more detail on the marketplace. And more importantly, how do people get involved in the marketplace?
Well, the marketplace is a cloud-based run on Amazon Web Services. I own the source code, and we've got a development team in Eastern Europe that helps me deploy this technology and improve the technology. And it's a great way to provide online, real-time information on loans that we're funding to the registered users. Registered users, we've got hundreds and hundreds of registered users, and you can go to CrowdTrustee.com and register, and you can then build a portfolio of trustees, and just like you would have your statement that comes in from Morgan Stanley or one of the other stockbrokers firms, you could have your statement come in or go online and look at your portfolio of trustees paying you a good current income.
Excellent. Well, you mentioned one of the reasons you come here is to see the technology. How could it be applied to the private lending? What kind of technology has jumped out at you so far at this conference?
Well, it's interesting how I just went to the session on direct data and talking about how some of our loan processes could access direct data versus documents, and that's an exciting new technology that's coming around, and I think being deployed here and there with government getting tax information directly versus versus documents. So that's kind of exciting. There's been advancements again in all these things, point of sale, CRM, document capture, and reading, you know, AI applied to documents and interpreting those for the underwriting engines. So there's really been a lot of advancements.
Outstanding. Sandy, you have a wealth of knowledge and expertise. I know our listeners are very interested. If somebody wants to find out more, what's the best way that they can get a hold of you?
Well, they can reach me at sandy@crowdtrustdeed.com, or they can visit our website at mortgagevantage.com or crowdtrustdeed.com.
Outstanding. Sandy, thank you so much for being a guest on this episode of the FinTech Hunting Podcast.